Now that marijuana is legal for adults in California, fewer people talk about it as a problem. But psychologists Sarah Cunningham and Richard Von Felt think we should bring just a little bit of caution back. Cunningham appears to be in her mid-30s and is heavily pregnant.
What a lot of teens have shared with us is that marijuana seems much safer than tobacco or any other substance. And that, you know, with vaping devices and cartridges, they feel like it really doesn't hurt. So one of the things we've heard often from young people is they feel like they're escaping the negative consequences. When something appears to be safer and there's not adequate information about the risks associated with using, then a lot of teens are walking into something that they don't expect.
Cunningham and Von Felt have presented at 5 public high schools in Sonoma County within the last 3 months. In the 2-hour-long training called Parenting in the Era of Marijuana Legalization, they cover everything from how many different ways you can smoke pot to the impacts it can have on the teenage brain. Here's Von Felt.
With teens, a teen brain is, much to the surprise of some, becomes addicted to substance easier than an adult brain. And as a result, the addiction rates are 16 to 17%.
Meaning that fraction of teens will become dependent and will not stop using, even after it interferes with their everyday lives. That's according to the National Institute of Drug Abuse at NIH. Von Felt, who struggled with addiction himself, also appears younger than many of the parents at the event. Both he and Cunningham say they're not against the adult use of marijuana. They just want teens to wait before experimenting.
What the research shares is that the longer one can delay the onset of using, so the longer a parent can delay when their teen tries marijuana, the better the outcome is for their teen in general. And some of the research that we've seen is that using even once a week, which many people would consider not to be that often, can result in long-term impacts of increased anxiety, decreased chance of graduating from college, lower salary in adulthood, and other life struggles. With that said, I do think parents are under a lot of pressure because there is this cultural perception and definitely a perception among young people that marijuana use is fine, that it doesn't cause any negative consequences.
Cunningham didn't have those sources offhand. Research also shows that medical marijuana can be helpful for those with chronic pain, seizures, and other medical conditions. It may be hard for teens to make the leap from hearing about the helpful effects in some situations to the potential dangers for recreational use. As with any hard conversations parents have with teens, Cunningham emphasizes the basics.
Really asking the teen if this is an okay time to talk, and if not, finding a time that could be better for them. I think that sharing the positives with one's teen is also really important. So sharing what they appreciate about their teen, what they're doing well, what they value about the choices that they make.
23-year-old Daryani Hartline came because she and her mom, Arifa Jenkins, are worried about her 14-year-old sister, who recently started smoking pot. I asked them what they thought of the training.
I felt it was helpful. I definitely learned a lot, and we have really good talking points that really kind of, I think, are going to be beneficial towards having a conversation with her and trying to make better steps just as a family for ourselves, my mother, my sister. I think that that's going to be beneficial. But I think that it also could have included a little bit more information.
I mean, I have 3 girls, so the other one, not so much. I'm able to talk to her a little bit more. This one's definitely a little more strong-willed. So finding ways to talk with her to have a positive outcome is what I struggle with.
There are 2 more trainings scheduled, one in Sonoma in February and one in Windsor in March. Cunningham and Von Felt are also hoping to schedule more later in the year. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.